everybody. Welcome to our AfterBuzz TV Bachelor Winter Games recap. We'll discuss this very unique season with our very special guest right after this.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my gosh. This song is so good.
Okay, it actually is.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try and sing it.
No. It's too high.
She's killing it.
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in to our very special Bachelor Winter Games recap. I'm your host, Christina Zias. You can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. And joining me, as always, I have Christine Alexis.
What's up, guys? You know me. I'm your host, Christine Alexis. And you can find me all over social media at Christine Bean.
And we're so happy to have Ashley I. It's so weird to call you Ashley I.
It is actually bizarre that I've now been on three shows since the Bachelor. With Ashley S, and I'm still Ashley I.
But you like it, right?
I love it. I don't know why. When I was in elementary school and people used to call me Ashley I hated it, but now I love it.
Ashley, we are so happy. First of all, congratulations.
Thanks.
Like, you champion. Won the Winter Games.
I did. I am champion of the Winter Games, the first Bachelor Nation couple of the world.
Wait a minute.
As Chris Harrison likes
to
say.
Even though
Nick and Vanessa and Sean and Caitlin both were an American and a Canadian.
That's true. But you're official.
Yes.
Going into this, did you have any desire on, like, actually winning the games? Or, like, was that even a thing? Were people there to win, or were they just there to find a relationship?
Yeah, I mean, I just wanted to get out of it showing growth and not crying so much and, like, showing a nice other side of myself that I think everybody knows outside of the people who watch me just on TV.
Right.
So it was nice to be able to do that. But no, the actual, like, gold rose in the end, I did not care about that. I only cared because Kevin seemed to want to win it very badly.
Yeah, he's competitive.
Yeah, he was really competitive.
He was also, like, the best guy, I think, there in terms of actually winning the challenges and, like, putting that best effort. You could tell he wanted it.
And very athletic.
And I do think to a certain degree, like, okay, obviously it was kind of a joke, the whole thing, like, all the competitions, right?
Yeah.
But when you are athletic and you know, like, this is your specialty, you don't want to lose to people who have no idea what they're doing. Doing, right?
Yes.
I guess I can be competitive too, so I feel
me
him.
Me too.
Really?
I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to embarrass yourself at the very least, right?
I'm very competitive in other aspects of life, but not when it comes to actual physical sport.
Yeah.
So I was just like, no, I'm going to lose all these and it's fine. Just get through the day.
Right. I guess that's fair enough.
I don't blame you though on the skiing competition.
Yeah.
I would have been scared too, like, to go down that hill. Like, it's crazy that people actually got that.
We were going to start a petition, me, Stassi, and Bibby, who had just never gone down a bunny slope before that, because, like, we were going to hurt ourselves. And when you get to the top, it took, like, a cat crawler all the way to the top.
Uh-huh.
And then it wasn't just, like, we were standing on the snow and had to push off. We had a mount that we had to go down.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and I was like, no. I had only been on skis for 2 hours of my life leading up to that.
And how steep was the hill? Like, was it?
It was.
I couldn't
steep.
Tell if it was, like, a real, like, green slope or, like, a little flat bunny hill that you guys were just going.
No,
down.
You guys, it wasn't a bunny slope at all. Little insider note. Little insider tip here. Tip. I don't
tell
know.
Tell us.
It's not a tip. It's a scene. Allie, Josiah, and Yuki. They all didn't qualify for going down the slope because they weren't good enough in practice. So they filmed theirs, like, solo and only going down, like, a percentage of the slope. Like, a little fraction of the slope. And then the rest of us had to go up and do the whole thing.
So they were concerned about your safety then. You guys did practice.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like also they were like, Ashley actually needs to partake in this, whether she approved that process or not.
I mean, you're representing Teen America hard, so. Okay, so let's get into it real quick. And first of all, we want to apologize to those of you who thought that our special was going to be on Thursday. You thought that because I said that. So we had to reschedule it, and we're so happy we did because Ashley was able to come in.
Yeah.
So anyway, sorry you guys for the little mix-up. And it's crazy because for this special, like, ABC knows how to turn it up in 4 episodes this whole It was filmed in 10 days, you said, right?
Yeah, it was insane. We were in the hotel for 3 nights before we started filming, and then another two, three nights when we were done filming. So we were there for a total of 16 days, but we only filmed for 10.
That's wild.
Yeah, like, I didn't meet the international cast until, day four.
Did you know what American cast would be coming?
I knew everybody. My only surprises when I got there were Jamie and Michael G.
Well, those are surprises to me, too, because I still don't know who they are.
Yeah.
They were in and out.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed that we didn't get the same kind of introductions for everybody on the cast.
It was a little weird. I do think there is a rumor that before filming even started, they initially had planned to do 6 episodes, but then ABC was like, this is just a risk show that we're just going to do 4. And then.
So they cut a lot out.
They cut a lot out, and we had enough footage for 6, but that wasn't us not providing. It was a decision that was made by ABC going into the filming.
Okay, well, obviously it was you, Ben, Bibiana, Luke, Claire, Eric, Dean, Jamie, when I went back to see, I was like, who is Jamie? And I was like, he was on Rachel's season? Like, that was very recent. I had no idea who he was.
So crazy.
Josiah, Michael, Leslie, and Lauren G. Oh, my goodness. I just want to talk about this really quickly because the scene with Josiah and Allie when they first started talking bothered me so much. Mm. And Josiah, do you
remember? Why? Am I blanking? What happened?
He talked about her weight.
He talked about her weight and he talked about her body.
And did I miss that?
It was partially hysterical, but also at the same time, it was a risky thing to put in there.
I thought it was,
yeah.
I think I was offended by it just because I find him creepy and because he came off like, his whole little package was like, I came off so competitive and so cocky last time. You know, I want people to see the nicer side of me. And then the way he like said it was just very creepy to me.
He said, us black men like the badonkadonk.
Oh, I think I did. Okay. Which, I remember him saying
I like that that they are like bringing up the fact that like curves are attractive.
Same.
But then
maybe it was his delivery.
Yeah.
I think it was the delivery.
But then he did like awkwardly and maybe offensively say to her, like, you're thicker than the other girls, which is like, I don't know if that's a thing that you should be saying to a girl that you're trying to date.
Yeah, I think rule of thumb is just don't comment on a woman's weight. Right. Like, unless she's bringing it up or it's absolutely necessary. Like, hey, you might be too heavy to ride this ride or something. I don't know. Like, maybe at a theme park, I can't think of any other time where, like, bringing up your weight is,
like I love your curves is, like, a nice compliment. Right.
Yeah. And obviously she wasn't offended by it at all. Yeah. So I guess I think he just bothers me, to be honest with
really?
You.
Really? Yeah. See, I like Josiah. I think he's really good TV. I think he's hilarious. And I also think he's nice.
Yeah, well, you actually know him in person.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he is nice.
He was very polarizing, even on Rachel's season. I thought he was funny, and a lot of people didn't get it.
I will say I wasn't the biggest fan of him on Rachel's season because I think the humor escaped me a little bit. Yeah. But now seeing him in this environment and his relationship play out with Allie, although it didn't play out, you know,
entirely,
I felt like he was actually, like, really there for her.
I really thought he was into her a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of rumor going around the house that he wasn't super into her, and then he was just playing it to stay longer.
And that's what the girls brought up
in a very random scene that didn't need to be in there. I didn't like that because people are just trying to talk smack on him. I really don't think that there was anything that he said that should have been of concern.
So you actually believe that he was really into her?
Yeah, even if the connection did fade part of the way, I do believe initially he was actually really into her. They had the first kiss in the house, at least from what we saw in the edit. And I felt like if he was actually this player or not genuine guy that everyone's trying to make him out to be, why didn't he try and go for someone else? Or, like, you know, he picked Allie and they stayed with their connection. I feel like there's something to be said about that.
And at the end of the day, the real reason that they didn't even try very hard is because she's from New Zealand and he's from Florida. Come on now.
Right. A little challenging.
It's crazy that you bring that up because that seems like it's okay in their situation, but not okay
in the Luke and Stassi situation. I think it was a whole different depth of a relationship.
Yeah, I think so too. But I thought it was interesting.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah.
What was it like seeing Luke? Because you're friends with him, right?
Yeah.
Seeing him in the house with Stassi.
Luke is a really good guy. He just definitely should have been more sensitive towards Stassi during that final show. There's a lot lost in translation. If you go to the Almost Famous podcast, the Bachelor Winter Games episode, we have Lily, Kevin, and Courtney all talking about the final day, the final dinner that we had in a hotel there, where Luke definitely talked to Stassi. We know this. And she did seem as if she was struggling having to accept that he kind of broke it off with her. That saying this is going to be unrealistic. So we're all like a little confused as to what was actually said in there, because she says that wasn't a breakup now, but I feel like she did interpret it as a breakup then. So I think what she's most hurt by is the fact that he didn't reach out at all. Mm. He didn't like even treat her as a friend afterward, because even right. if he was like, this is the end of our romance, I think she expected to always hear from him. And she didn't expect him to just cut her off cold turkey. Like, he didn't follow her on Instagram. And he didn't, he'd never, he messaged her, are you okay? Like, did you make it back to Sweden okay? That was, like, the extent of it. And I think she was just really hurt because she bonded solidly with everybody in the house. And she, like, had a heart full of love. I think it was just really, really hard for her to see a guy kind of ghost her the way he did.
Yeah, I mean, but I guess if you're saying that they had a conversation, he didn't really ghost her, right? What he did wrong was handle the situation very poorly on air. And yeah. Just seemed so cold.
Yeah.
And he could have said, like,
that's
I think
what it is. He had been, like, no empathy in that conversation. And that's where he went wrong. If he had told people, like, look, we did have a conversation in the hotel, and it seems like maybe the language barrier prevented it from being as clear as it should have been. But, like, I'm really sorry. And... you know,
yeah.
It just, do you think it was the language barrier?
I don't know. There's not much of a language barrier.
Exactly.
There wasn't. I'm saying.
So that's
not
an excuse.
Because the extent of their connection seemed to always be about how much mutual respect they had and the deepness of the conversations they shared. So I don't think the language barrier was the issue here.
Yeah.
I think it's what you said, maybe a combination of her accepting the reality of it and him not being like, I don't know. I just don't think he was a stand-up guy in the way he handled it in the end. Because you all seem to want to still be friends after this. Even the people who weren't couples. Like, seem like you guys became such a big family. So I can see from her end how it could feel so just harsh to cut somebody off so cold turkey. Like, not even on a friendship level of like, hey, you good? Like,
I knew that they had something, obviously. But watching the show back, I was even more in awe. It was like they had the most romantic storyline in my point of view. From him crying on that couch during the first conversation they had about their heart issues to the conversation they had during the fantasy suite dates. Like, it was deep. It was like you were watching a real good romantic movie. You know what I mean? And then for it to just turn around.
I think
the
he's
live
a little
show.
Shady, to be honest with you. And I think the fact that there was that interview, I think it was on People, where he said that he's back with his ex-girlfriend now.
Yeah.
And like, that's why he just, it was weird for him because he wanted to respect his current relationship. But to me, I kind of saw it like, okay, so you guys broke up, you went on TV, found like a quick little romance, and now you're just completely disregarding that. You know what I mean? It felt like very first show, the whole thing.
And that disappoints me. When I was watching that, I was like, there's no way he can be acting here, because if he is, then he's like the next Nicholas Sparks lead. Like, he's fantastic at it.
Well, that's what happened on JoJo's season, though, too. People felt like he was acting and he was the next Nicholas Sparks lead. Don't you think?
You're right. I used to say the exact same thing about him then. But, like, I don't know. It's, like, hard because he is a good friend of mine and it's, you don't want to talk crap about it.
Sure.
But I do. The bottom line is, do I think that he handled the live show poorly?
Yes.
Do I think that he treated her poorly over the past month or so since filming aired? Yes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
But I don't think that, you know, he did much to intentionally harm her. I think that he's shocked at how upset she is.
Yeah, that's fair enough. You know what relationship really surprised me? Dean and Leslie.
Yeah.
Why? First of all, I couldn't believe Dean was even back again trying to fall in love after everything that happened over the summer. But good for him. But I thought he would be a little bit more reserved, which I guess he was in the beginning.
He totally was.
I just think that, like, this is a relationship I really believe can, like, they're in love. I don't know. I see them on the gram, and, like, I'm just so happy for them. They seem so cute and so genuine together. And I think that Leslie seems like that strong, confident woman and the woman that he liked in Christina. But she has, like, that more adventurous and playful side that he liked in Danielle. So I feel like it's a perfect combination for him.
I think they make a lot of sense. And when you see them together, there doesn't seem like there's anything wrong. Just, like, everything is clicking.
What did you think about the relationship?
I liked them together. I agree with you. I thought she was the perfect woman to balance out his personality. And there's a bit of an age difference there. I believe she's 30.
She's
26, which 4 years is nothing crazy. But I think specifically with Dean, with all the questions that have surrounded his maturity level and things like that within the franchise, having someone like her, I think to just keep him grounded. And I think she also, the way she spoke to him and all their one-on-one conversations, made him feel comfortable enough to open up to her. And I don't know, I just saw so much more between them that I saw with Christina or with Rachel or with Danielle or anybody else that he's dated so far.
I agree.
Yeah. So that all in one breath. But yeah. I do. I really like them. I just like Leslie, too. I feel like she was...
Me, too.
There's, you can't, not like Leslie. There's, actually not anything... Yeah. There's just nothing to...
I really like her.
She's beautiful. She's got a great personality. She's super smart. She's relatable. She's relatable. Yeah. She's that super cool girl that you still want to hang out with. You don't think she's too cool for you?
Definitely.
Yeah, she's got, everything going on.
I would chop it up with her here just like we are with you.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I was so happy for them. And it was so cute that he gave her a key to his apartment.
I know. And how
did you think he was going to propose?
I wasn't out there for it. But then when I did watch it back, I was like, he really acted well. That was scary.
That was clickbait.
It was clickbait.
You guys, can you believe how... I think that she was probably nervous, thinking we're not ready for this engagement.
You think she was freaking out?
Yeah,
I
do.
I'd be freaking out too, because what do you say in that moment? You can't say no.
I know.
Can you? I guess.
No. You have to say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be so weird. I'm just curious if at this point, because there were so many rumors about Dean possibly being the bachelor at some point, and now he's in a committed relationship. So I'm curious if he's done with the process. Does he feel like... I mean, we don't know how the relationship's going to play out, but it's just interesting to me.
I hope that his storyline about being a F-boy is no longer relevant.
Right. Yeah.
Because I really think that this season showed that he loves being loyal. He loves being committed. And he just got caught in a weird situation in Paradise. And in Paradise, to be honest, you're supposed to be encouraged to date around.
Right.
And you guys, he loves having a girlfriend. He desires to... in no way play around.
Well, I think he found his match, so hopefully we'll see that from him. So you know how you just said that in Paradise you're encouraged to date around?
Yeah.
Was it like that on Winter Games?
I mean, you can do whatever you wanted. There just wasn't much dating around. I don't think there are many people who kiss multiple people.
Well, except Kevin.
Oh yeah, there's that. And then Claire.
And Claire.
But Claire never really kissed Gretchen.
I don't think she did, right?
They never kissed. Right? Didn't he, hang out with Rebecca first and then go to Stassi?
No. I don't remember that, to be honest with you.
There was a game of Spin the Bottle one night where people were kissing random people, but it wasn't, real.
Okay.
You know?
I feel like that's a pass.
Yeah.
For everyone.
What I thought was interesting, I know the show is so short. I know you said you only filmed for 10 days, and we had a 4-episode kind of special, but... the single people got weeded out so quickly.
Yeah.
It was crazy to me that people were just in and out just so quickly.
Yeah, they really wanted to concentrate on the couples at the end, which is why they got rid of everybody. But what was I going to say about... the difference between this and Paradise is that in Paradise you always have a filtration of people coming in and out, which makes you date around more. It also makes the anxiety level a lot higher.
Because you don't know who's coming in.
Yeah, and you don't know whether you're going to be left for somebody else. But with Winter Games, you know, if you're really hitting it off with someone and they've basically already met and talked to everyone in the house, you didn't have to worry about your relationship being broken in by an intruder.
Right. People are asking, Stefania on the chat roll said, did they have translators there to help with the communication issues?
Just for Yuki, one of the producers had taken 7 years of Japanese.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Yuki really couldn't speak English?
No.
That is crazy.
It made it seem like she understood some things, though.
Yeah, I know. Edit. She totally did understand things. I think, you know, whenever you take a language in high school or something, if somebody were speaking Spanish to me slowly, I think I could grasp, the general concept. Mm. With her, I think she was understanding what was being said, but she couldn't quite communicate back.
Right.
What was interesting about Yuki, and I'm still fascinated by this, the first couple of days, legit, could only say, Rose, I love you, Dean, your face, stuff like that. And then, all of a sudden, she was, completing full sentences within 7 days.
Wow, just from being around everyone.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was amazing.
Speaking of Yuki, though, I'm very surprised how far she made it into the process over other people who we didn't really get to know very well.
I think she just gave that comedic relief, and they're like, we have to keep her
here. Yeah. But, think about the rose ceremonies. The first one was a vote off. Of course, we weren't going
to
vote off
Yuki.
She's adorable, and we had to keep her around because she made us happy.
Gotcha.
And then the second one, Ben really didn't have anyone to give a roast to, and the guys had the power.
Mm.
And he wanted to keep her around because she made us happy.
Ashley, how did you feel about the kissing competition?
I was the only one who was okay with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Everybody was freaking out that day. And you didn't see very much of it. They thought it was really unfair to judge chemistry in a relationship based on physical. Right. And I was like, you guys, it's a challenge that I can actually pull off.
So and, you weren't mad about
and
that.
And then especially, I think people were fine with it going into it. It was when we were actually being judged and after the judging that people felt really uncomfortable. So after I was judged very highly, I was like, you guys, it's great. It's great. It's so fine. But everybody was buzzing around like, that was not okay.
Christine, what did you think about it? Would you be okay with it?
No. I mean, that was the best TV moment for me, that kissing competition, but also made me the most uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because think about Dean, Josiah, and Bibby, who had their exes judging them.
Yeah.
You know, like,
I was lucky because I didn't have that.
Yeah, that would put the pressure on me.
If I had that, I would have freaked out. I will have to say that. Maybe not Chris Soules, but if Wells or Jared were sitting there, I could never have done that. No.
Well, how did you feel about Rachel specifically? There was a lot of backlash on Twitter about how she judged Dean and Leslie's connection. I know he's a good friend of yours. I know you were there for it firsthand. So I'm just curious your take. Like, did you feel like that? Because a lot of her comments looked like they were made behind closed doors in the judging with her Ari and JoJo. But like, even her initial reaction while you guys were all there was a little controversial.
I think that Rachel is still a little protective over the guys from her season, specifically her top four.
I mean, she definitely is. I feel like she's like, these are my guys. They don't belong anywhere else.
I would have probably been the same way because I'm very possessive like that.
Yeah.
Even if, I don't know if I was engaged.
Ooh. So what if you were like engaged to Kevin and they called you back to judge a competition with like Jared kissing somebody else?
I don't know. That would be, it's awkward. It's a very awkward situation. And I feel like everybody's going to deal with it in their own separate ways.
Yeah.
I think that's fair enough. Another couple that I really liked was Lily and Courtney.
Yes.
Lily and Courtney are adorable. They're so cute.
So growing up, I just had this fantasy about Australia and New Zealand and the people there. And I just felt like everyone from those two countries are so fun and so cool and
they
down for
that.
Whatever. And they proved it. I'm like, this is what I imagine an Australian or, I mean, I guess an Aussie Kiwi couple to be like.
Yeah.
And the fact that their journey didn't end and they traveled across the country to be with each other.
I thought going off the show that they were absolutely the most strong couple.
You did?
Yeah.
Even stronger than you guys?
I felt like they were like, they could have gotten engaged by watching them interact in the house.
Wow.
But then she's 21.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he's 31.
Yeah, so. They're 10 years apart. Isn't that insane?
I feel like you wouldn't know that.
You wouldn't. Because
she doesn't
look
21.
And because he doesn't act 31.
No, it's like the maturity level. They like meet somewhere in the middle at like 25, 26. Yeah,
agreed.
That's true.
Well, so do you think that there was potential for them to get engaged?
I just think that they're way too young and they're just having a good time right now. They just both moved to LA. They're just like having a blast together. They're just so nonchalant.
I know they moved here, but I wonder if they live together.
They are just like together for the week. Lily has a house in North Hollywood that she's moving into for a solid month.
This
week. Yeah.
So cool.
Yeah.
See, this is like, I just feel like, again, Australians and like New Zealanders, I just feel like they're so adventurous.
They are, for sure. The two of them just took off and they're like, we're gonna move to America. I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, I took months to decide whether to move to LA. You guys are gonna move across the world.
That's amazing. So seeing them and then in the final four, was that nerve-wracking for you going into these competitions feeling like, okay, there's other couples who might have a stronger relationship than us?
I wasn't worried about, like, the relationship. When we got to the top four, it was kind of easy breezy. You knew that you weren't going to get eliminated. You were just with him.
Right.
And then with the kissing competition, that week where they had eliminated somebody, Ali and Josiah, based off their physical chemistry, I mean, that was because they had the relationship that was floundering the most, you know?
Right, of course.
Yeah.
I really was my calmest, coolest self because I was never put in a situation where it was like, you're going to get the axe for not being there yet. Because I knew we were there the top four.
So do you feel like this experience for you obviously was very different than Paradise?
Yeah.
What do you think are the major differences? Is it the guys? Is it just the overall scope of the show?
I went into it with a couple really good friends, you know, Dean and Ben, just like having that comfort. That was nice. I think the biggest thing is that this show was about finding romantic relationships and friendships and having fun and making fun of ourselves and the franchise through all the challenges. And it just, the whole thing was very self aware.
Right.
And I loved that. And I just love the fact that they didn't do anything to entice drama. They just wanted people to get along. And it really was that whole unity and love thing.
They're pushing that really hard. Yeah. It definitely had like a feel-good vibe to it.
Yeah, like there was just no fighting. Everybody got along. Like the most tension you see is like between Claire and Christian.
Right. Why do you think that was? Do you think everyone was just happy to be there, or is just producer-wise?
I think that the whole reason, like,
I guess I feel Olympics.
Like, yes, there was a lot less producer influence in this show. Right. Well, at least I will say that. And then there wasn't people coming in. So there was no disruptions. It was just live together, get along, and we did.
Well, two things. One, I thought it was weird that they only brought in Jordan.
Jordan had a visa issue. Yeah, Jordan was supposed to come in with the rest of the cast, and then they threw it in like it was a little swerve, curveball. But no, they didn't intend on doing that off the start.
Yeah, another thing too. I know in Paradise you all live in the same villa and things like that, but like with the Winter Games, it felt so much more intimate. I don't know if it was because you all were bundled up and cozied up together. It just felt so much more like an environment for love than Paradise does. A Paradise to me screams hookup, whereas the Winter Games to me really felt like it
cuffing
was
season.
Yeah, it was cuffing season.
It really was cuffing season. Yeah, it's not margaritas and bathing suits. It's like sweaters and hot chocolate.
Yeah,
that I do think that just winter is kind of like that snuggly, more serious season, which sounds really weird, but then I don't know. It's just people not coming in.
Yeah, I could see
it's
that.
Really that's the bottom line.
The more you say it, I totally
get
that.
It makes sense, because you're not like scared, and you don't like people come in and you're automatically hating
you're just
them a
comfy.
Little bit. You're scared, you know?
Yeah. And you know what you were saying about just the actual environment? Yeah, in Paradise, you can escape. You can like honestly go off and be by yourself, like whether that's in one of the beach chairs or in your bed for hours, but you did have to kind of announce yourself as leaving, because we were literally living in a house. There's a family room, a guy section, a girl section, but you'd have to be like, okay, I'm going to go take a nap, so that people didn't wonder where you are.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ashley, we have some questions for you from Kyla in the chat roll. She said, who is your best friend in the house other than Ben? I'm assuming Dean.
And then Bibiana was the girlfriend that I made. And then people have no idea, but like Claire and I got really close, even though you never saw us interacting. And we never got along in Paradise, but it was really awesome to like get along with her.
Were you
so cool.
Shocked that her and Benoit are now in a relationship and
engaged?
So shocked. Kevin had told me that they were talking throughout December and January.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, great. They're FaceTiming a lot. And like their FaceTimes are apparently lasting like 3+ hours. Mm-hmm. But then Claire was trying to throw us off and we were all going up to Carmel and we're in the car FaceTiming her. And we're like, what's up with you and Benoit? She's like, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to figure out whether I want to see him in person or not. So she was lying to us
because
she was trying to throw us off the trail.
And
it was so funny.
So
they had already seen each other multiple
each
times.
Other.
Yeah.
I was so shocked and so happy for her.
Yeah.
Because I feel like she gets such a bad rap, and I think that she's really underrated. And I do think that she's, like, ready to fall in love and find someone
sure.
So, and Benoit really seems, like, so sweet and such a stand-up guy.
I have to say this. It was so funny because I came home and I was like, Mom, I tell everybody who'd listen. I was like, we need to find a man for Claire. I just wanted her because she's going to be the best wife and mom.
Aww.
So that's just, like, she was born to do that. And now I'm excited that she hopefully gets to do that with Benoit.
I will say, out of everybody in the house, she took the biggest risk, being that she had two people interested in her, and she could kind of decide, like, okay, I'm going to actually go for this person. And I think it's beautiful that it worked out that way, that Benoit still really cared for her. I loved him.
He's so sweet.
Christian was cute, but, like, not a fan of his attitude at all.
Same. He had such an attitude.
Yeah.
Such
he
a bad
definitely
attitude.
Was a little misogynistic.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, all women. Any women who are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was on... He's on Bachelor or Bachelorette Switzerland and Germany?
Yes.
Interesting.
So he didn't do well on Switzerland, and then he went over and won Germany?
Okay.
I think.
And obviously that didn't last.
Do you guys think that whole jacuzzi thing was ridiculous?
Oh, did absolutely he have any merit? No, it was hysterical.
The way the edit was, I'm like, are we supposed to care about this? Or is
we just thought it was funny. Like, it was an inside joke in the house about, like, him and Claire and the jacuzzi. Like, he always just wanted to go to the jacuzzi. And we just thought that was so funny.
I mean, I kind of think he had some merit in it. If they had plans to go in the jacuzzi together, and he's, like, waiting, he's excited, and they said this whole thing about how you have to create your own one-on-one time if you don't get it. Like, he was excited about it and excited to spend time. And then she was in the bathtub with Leslie, like, shaving their legs, like, which is fine. But I think he had every right to be a little disappointed, whether he handled it correctly.
He probably could have gone upstairs and be like, Claire, are we going in the jacuzzi? Yeah. You know, but
because that's what she kept saying she was looking for someone to take her and be like, I want to spend time with you. Yeah. And when he had it later, he had cold feet.
You guys, while that was they were never going to work out. It was never going to work out.
I mean, we know this.
Do you think Claire and Benoit will work out?
I hope so. I really do. But we do have a lot of getting to know each other better.
I guess
that's
true.
I mean, but I think that they're both ready for it. You know what I mean? I think she's 100% ready, and he's such a hopeless romantic. He's just going to dive right in. He will never look at another woman again for the rest of his life. No.
You don't think that? Where does Claire live?
She lives in Sacramento. He lives in
Toronto.
Montreal.
Okay.
And both of them have, like, movable jobs. He's a maitre d' at a very exclusive, fancy restaurant, and she's a hairdresser, but she just says, like, she could never move out of California because she hates the cold. I think that he would move.
Okay.
Yeah.
By the way, Julie said, tell Ashley her facial expressions during Claire's proposal were everything. I was bawling my eyes out.
It was so funny.
It was so cute. Okay, so can we talk about you and Kevin?
Yeah.
I was waiting for it.
Yeah.
First of all, congratulations again. Thanks. Are you so happy?
So happy.
I mean, I feel like this is what everyone's been waiting for, and, like, everyone wanted you to find love, and you've kind of had a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
So for you to come out on top this season, it's so exciting.
It was so exciting when it was happening. I was like, is this still happening? It was like that Taylor Swift, Are We Out of the Woods Yet?
Oh my gosh, it's so funny.
Because I had to keep wondering, I was like, is this gonna really keep going as good as planned? But Kevin was so assuring throughout the entire time. Once we were, like, together for 2 days, he was kind of like, you know, we're gonna finish this out together. So I had, like, no doubt, which made me very calm. And
was there a moment for you guys? Because I kind of didn't. I didn't see it. It came out of nowhere for me. Like, all of a sudden, him and Bibiana seemed like they were into each other, happy, and then all of a sudden, you guys were into each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So that date of theirs was really chopped up. Like, they even had a dancing portion, and they just knew, both of them, pretty mutually, that it wasn't going to be a romantic thing after that date. And then I came back not knowing that, really, and I said, hey, Bibi, how was last night? And then she was like, it was fine. And then she was like, who do you like? And I was like, I kind of like Kevin. And then she was like, well, you can go and talk to him. And I
was like, oh, so there was something between you guys. Like, it's cool, girl. Like,
Oh, there totally was. I wish you guys would have seen that. And she and I were very communicative from the very beginning. And then he and I had a lot of conversations building up to those kisses that you guys saw. Like, we had some really deep conversations that weren't shown, which is a little bit unfortunate, but
what initially attracted you to him? Because I feel like he's very different than Jared and very different than Chris Soules.
Yeah.
And Wells, so. You know what I mean? Yeah. So from, like, all, I guess, four of your Bachelor relationships.
I mean, it's really silly, but I mean, like, I was first attracted to his face.
Right.
What did you say? Physically? James Marsden, Tony Brady.
No, Tom Brady meets James Marsden. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people say Eric Decker, too. Which I think it's more of, like, his voice and his vibe is more Eric Decker.
Right.
Yeah, but then he just was so easy to talk to. He didn't make me nervous. I felt so comfortable. And he was so assuring and showed interest, which was amazing. And he was always coming up to me, and he was so cute.
But I mean, that's so exciting.
Yeah. The tweets and the Instagram comments, I can't even keep up with them, but they are the sweetest things. I am so flattered to hear all, like, the compliments people are telling me about being a role model and saying that they're so happy for me that they're crying. Like, I had so many fans saying that they were crying happy tears for me, and it just warms my heart, and it's very overwhelming in the best possible way.
Were you daunted by, you know, because I feel like so much of your season and, like, your experience on the show has been, like, about you being a virgin.
Yeah.
And at this point, it's like, who cares? But yeah. It is still a big factor. And you brought it up a lot, too. How did Kevin handle that situation?
He was so positive about it. You didn't get to see the first conversation we had about it, which is, I think, why we reiterated it during our ghost date.
Right.
But, yeah, he just was like, if it's not, you know, he's the kind of guy who is not necessarily in love with the idea of waiting till marriage because right. he thinks that that's an important component of a relationship to know before you say I do. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I can wait as long as you want. That's just something that I respect a lot about you. He actually thinks that it's like super sexy. He's like, that is such a turn on that you're waiting and you're very responsible with this choice and it means a lot to you. And that was very attractive for me to hear a guy who honored it the way he did.
So you said something on the World Tell All After about you guys making a pact about not wanting to reveal anything more about your sex life yeah. from that point on. What kind of led to that decision? And do you feel like, I mean, obviously you feel like it's good for your relationship because you made that decision, but being that it was so attached to your identity and now for you to kind of close that conversation,
yeah,
how do you think that's going to just change things for you going forward?
Well, we made that decision because going into the fantasy suite, which even though we did end up saying we didn't do anything in the fantasy suite because I didn't want people to think that I was going to like lose that to somebody who I'd known for less than 10 days right. in on a television show. But the decision was we came to a decision about that because that was something that I was so open about.
Right.
But he never chose to be open about that. So right. now that we're a couple and we're together, then I have to respect his desire to never want to talk about sex life ever again.
Right.
As long as we're together. So.
So you're in LA. Yeah. He's in Toronto.
Yeah.
So how are you guys making the long distance relationship work?
I've seen him a lot.
I feel like you have been with him a lot.
Yeah, it's the only time that their longest gap was probably after the show, and I think I didn't see him for 3 weeks because that was, you know, Christmas, New Year's, and he had to work. For him, his schedule is very flexible, but because he took the entire month of December off,
right.
He needed to work a lot during those months. Mm-hmm. So then I saw him in Boston one weekend. I went to Toronto one weekend during that time, and then he's been in LA for a total of 16 days over the past 16 days.
Okay. Yeah.
That's insane yeah. because your relationship started and it was just a couple days long and now you guys have been together for multiple weeks at a time.
Yeah.
Was that kind of daunting or scary for you?
Okay, so I think a lot of people were like, wait, he's going to come and stay with you for 10 days and yes. then he like took a break and then he came back. And I was like, you know what? I think that would be scary to your average couple who just has been dating. Mm-hmm. But I think because our first 10 days of dating was living in the same house, it's not as scary.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Look, I feel like learning little things about someone, like, I don't know, like even how they brush their teeth or their morning routines or like do they sleep with socks on, like all these like weird things, you know what I mean? Like those can kind of like make or break or like get to your head or start annoying you about yeah. someone. I almost feel like it's like traveling with someone.
Yeah.
You learn
yeah.
a lot about someone when they travel together.
That's what I told Courtney and Lily. I was like, you guys are really going to go take an RV across the country for the next 10 days because you guys need to be prepared. You're going to either like get married or break up after this.
Yeah, totally.
This is going to cement things.
So how do you guys feel like now that you've been together? Are you talking about what's going to happen? Is he going to move to LA? Are you going to try and move to Toronto? Or are you just playing it by ear?
Everybody wants the answer to that question. And
they are. Like, literally,
it's like really stressful because I'm like, you guys need to remember that we have only been together for, it's been like 2.5 months now.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think with any other long distance relationship, you wouldn't be asking that question after 2.5 months.
No.
So we just keep planning little trips. Like, we always know the next time we're going to see each other. And that's how I think it's going to be for a while, especially since both of us are pretty cemented in our city. So
it's kind of exciting because I feel like you guys can keep up these bachelor dates. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, didn't you guys go to a Patriots game? And
yeah.
Then
we've been doing a lot of fun things that you would only be, like, doing in a fantasy land, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so we went to the Patriots game last night. We went to the Kings game. We went to Carmel to see Chris Harrison play golf.
Wait, that's what that trip was for?
We went
Everyone
to Disneyland.
Was watching him?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. And Ben was working, because Ben is, like, a little golf-oriented.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, he was doing some stuff there.
Chris Harrison, my gosh, best job in the world.
Yeah.
I still, like, sometimes forget he's even a part of the franchise, because he just, like, pops up every now and then.
He's a total popper, but I did love the way that he was way more involved with the Bachelor Winter Games than he has been recently in the actual
yeah.
season.
Yeah, he was.
He's been non-existent
on season.
He's
fantastic. He's such a great host. He's so talented.
Wait, I forget her name. Who is the female?
Hannah Storm.
She was amazing.
She's amazing. I mean, she's one of ESPN's... I don't think she's currently on as much anymore, but she's, like, a huge anchor for ESPN.
I think she was, like, the standout star of Winter Games. Her commentary was hilarious.
Yeah, her timing, too, was just, like, spot on.
And I just love that they made such a joke out of the
season. I know. I love the way that they, like, really took it seriously without taking it seriously at all.
Between that and having, like, the live interviews after you just, you know, I forgot the other reporter they had
Ashley
there.
Brewer.
Yeah, I was like, this is so funny because it's, like, fake serious, but not really.
Fake serious. Like, I can't even say it. It's like, we took it seriously, but in a totally joking way. I don't know how else to put it.
It made me laugh. It definitely did. It was, like, the right amount of just humor and escape from, like, what we've been going through with Ari's season. I feel like going through because it's just been, like, a lot, but... It was a nice breath of fresh air, and a lot of our fans and watchers DM'd me on Twitter talking about the same thing, about how just the Winter Games and the love that you guys brought really kind of restored their faith in the franchise a bit.
I know. It's been so uplifting. It's made me feel so great. I know it's made the producers that have been part of it feel really, really good, and who knows, maybe this will... a mark for change in the future, because I feel like a lot of people are getting over, like, the classic villain, and I think they really want to do more about the love, and maybe Paradise will be more like that this season.
Do you think so? Do you think there could be a potential for International Paradise?
I think International Paradise is almost a done deal. They did want to integrate people last season, but they couldn't because of the whole Corinne and Demario drama cut it short. So I would assume to see Yuki and Stassi back for sure.
Really?
This is just a guess, you guys. Totally just throwing this out there.
But considering how things played out with, like, Luke and Stassi, that still is always going to be in the back of everyone's mind, right? Like, how can you make an international romance
Yuki and Stassi.
Yes.
No, yeah, but she's saying,
because Luke and Stassi didn't work out because of the distance, like, that's still going to be a very real thing going forward. I definitely love that idea of keeping international contestants. I think it was so interesting, and it adds another element that we haven't had before, but... I don't know if that's really part of the recipe for success here with these relationships.
You're probably right.
You know? Like, there you go. It's just like a give and take.
Yeah, you're probably right.
So I want to see it, though. And I would definitely love to see another season of the Winter Games. I don't know if anyone in the chat role agrees with us.
I think people are wanting to see it. Yeah.
I just think that ABC, like, really has done a great job of knowing when to be serious and when knowing when to, like, make it kind of a joke.
Yeah.
And this was the perfect combination.
Yeah.
And it's just so crazy that out of 10 days, how many couples we've got.
Yeah.
Because there's 4 solid couples.
Well, there's
5 solid couples.
Yeah.
Right?
There is 4.
But then Claire.
Oh, there's Claire. Oh, so we have 4 couples together still. So that's actually insane. That's the rate of success.
That's more than Paradise.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess the happiness and, like, the lack of producer involvement and... the cold weather really does make a difference.
Yeah. I feel like everyone was also just super respectful of the connections that already had formed. It wasn't like, oh, because even you were faced with the realization right away that, like, Bibi and Kevin had something, and you didn't go into this, like, I need to steal him from her mode, or, like,
no,
I hate her because she has. No, like, you kind of just let things play out naturally, and it worked out that you guys ended up being together, and I think a lot of people appreciated seeing that instead of being like, you know, watching an ITM with someone and you can tell the producers are getting them to say, like, I just wish he was with me, or, you know, like,
right.
Which is part of, you know, the things that we love to hate about The Bachelor, but it was just nice to see it go this way for once.
I know.
People think differently in the chat world, to be honest with you.
Really? Oh, really? They're bored.
Someone said Ashley was the only interesting part of the Winter Games.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me more.
I don't think you can be like that all
people
the time.
People think that, and then there's, like, someone said, Julie said, Winter Games was amazing, and I would love for them to change Paradise to mirror it. So I guess, you know, it's controversial, but I could see people being a little bit bored. Because now on Ari's season, right, the drama is kind of gone, and we're all, like, twiddling our thumbs.
I don't know. It's just all about the entrances on Paradise. It's the only way you're going to get rid of the drama on Paradise. There's just a constant anxiety. Like, you go to bed sick to your stomach. I, like, lose weight every Paradise because just the knot in my stomach about who's going to come and take away whoever I'm into.
So can you see, besides Yuki and Stassi, who else do you think would go back to Paradise? Or who do you think will be our lineup, I guess, from Ari season included?
That's a great question. Definitely Caroline, Becca M, Tia, if she's not the Bachelorette.
Wait, you think Becca M?
Yeah.
Becca M. I thought Becca K. You were
sure. Yeah, Becca.
Yeah, no. Becca M for sure.
Yeah. So then Tia, if she's not the Bachelorette. then...
What about guys? Can you see Luke going back into that
situation? No, like, he'll never go again.
Yeah.
Nope, Luke will never go again. Oh,
nor do I think anyone wants him to go back either. Yeah. Poor Luke.
Who are the other, like, girls? Well, Crystal will be there for sure.
Right.
CN, if she wants to. Yeah.
What about, I guess, what other... Yeah, we do need more guys for it, right?
And then there's going to be, like, a random girl. Eric will probably do it again if asked.
Mm-hmm. DeMario or Corinne, maybe?
That would be good.
That would be good.
Yeah, it would. I'm curious.
Yeah.
Because Paradise is always my favorite out of all the spinoffs.
Yeah.
I think it's so interesting.
Yeah.
And then who do you think, if you could choose top three people to be a contender for the next Bachelorette, who would you choose?
I think that I'm going to throw you a couple wild cards by saying Christina Schulman and Becca Tilly. And then from Ari's season, we have to see it at the end.
Yeah, you know? Right?
We have to see it at the end. Yeah.
Yeah.
Christina Schulman and Becca Tilly. Those are really good options.
That was my pick last week.
Christina,
I said Christina. I said she's like picked up so much fan love, and people are really still interested in her story. And for her to find love, especially now that we've seen Dean move on.
Yeah, I know. So, it's almost the fair thing. But I have to say that while I love the girls of Ari's season, I think that they're like so smart and so beautiful, and they have really carried the season. Not sure who I can find who would single-handedly carry a season, except for Becca M. And she will always have the she's too young to do thing. So, you know, maybe if Becca were to go do a season of Paradise and then come back in a couple of years, I think she'd be fantastic.
Yeah, because I think she would be the only one to carry it, too.
Yeah.
Maybe Tia. But Tia has just rubbed everyone in the wrong way in the past couple episodes. And I feel like she is acting and very produced during the season, so I don't know if people would feel or too into Tia anymore.
I agree with that. And also, just the thing about Becca, I think if we can get over the fact that someone like Nick has been on the show X amount of times and got to be Bachelor.
I mean, I was going
to
say, like,
I think we can get Becca over her Tilly. Age.
Oh, Becca no. M.
Becca M.
Oh,
Becca,
there's that.
You know what I mean?
Like, I thought you were going to...
Everyone has something. Or Becca Tilly as well. Like, I
no,
think
No, but
they,
Becca M is, like, I think still too young. People aren't going to get over that because if they think she's too young to get married on Ari's season, they're going to think she's too young to get married as the Bachelorette.
See, at first, I was like, I do not want her to be the Bachelorette. She's too young. That is not fair to the girls in their upper 20s or early 30s. But now, just for the sake of my own entertainment, I would be fine if we had a 23-year-old Bachelorette.
I would, too. I think that'd be funny.
I mean, but, she would be really good.
For TV, like, I would know during the season that this was probably not going to be a long-lasting love affair. That also being said, she could be like Nick in the way that I could see her doing two Paradise seasons and then being the Bachelorette when she's, like, 25.
Becca M.
Yeah.
I actually think Becca Tilly would be a great option because, well, she's very entertaining on Insta stories.
Yes, she is.
I feel like people really like her. She's beautiful, and I feel like
she's relatable.
And enough people know who she is. They don't really know that much about her unless you follow her on social media. Like, she was never like such
really
a standout.
Well.
Do you know what I mean? Maybe a little bit more on Ben's. Well, actually, no. I mean, she made it to Final Two on Chris's season.
Yeah.
But that was so long ago.
Yeah.
But she never did Paradise or anything, and I think that's where you really get to know a lot of the contestants.
I agree.
Is it weird being called a contestant?
They don't like it. We don't like...
How do you feel about it?
The franchise doesn't like it if we call each other contestants. And I don't normally think that's a natural way of saying it.
So what do you call yourselves?
People.
Participants?
Like, I don't know.
Because I love how, you know, it's always like, on our journey. So are you travelers? Should we call you? You know, like, it's just
love
funny.
Travelers.
Love travelers. Like, hashtag love travelers. Thank you. Well, tonight we have Women Tell All. So I feel like it's going to be an amazing episode. And then there's two back-to-back weeks, right, of two nights of The Bachelor.
I believe so, but I don't think we're going to find out for sure until a couple days from now.
Okay. Well, you guys, tomorrow we will be here recapping Women Tell All. And
episode nine, right?
So top three.
And Corinne will be here in studio tomorrow too.
Ooh, nice!
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. Ashley, congratulations! Thank you so much for coming on. We're so happy for you.
Thanks for being happy for everyone.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that so good, America?
It is
like,
so nice.
Happy
it's
for
like
you.
So weird that people are like coming up to me randomly out in public and saying like, "I'm so happy for you." Like, I've been rooting for you. I'm like, that's the coolest thing anybody could ever hear.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. And you got like a lot of hate, I feel like, in past seasons where people were like kind of hating on you for being so open and wanting to find love. So now that you have found it, everyone's in your corner.
Yeah, it's so
really nice.
Yeah. They hate you till they love you.
You know how it goes.
Ashley, so real quick, because I feel like you have so much going on. I know you had a show.
Yes.
You want to plug it real quick so people can watch it?
So actually, because I have been so in love with love stories my entire life, I created a show called The Story of Us. It's on YouTube with Kinetic Content, who produces 90 Day Fiancé and Married at First Sight. And I basically sit down with a set of couples and I ask them the story, their love story from the day that they saw each other for the first time to proposals and marriages and every step of the way. And I think that you don't even have to, it doesn't have to be a J-Lo movie to get invested in somebody's love story. It can be like the random person that you meet on the street, and it's just as captivating.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So,
were you referring to like Made in Manhattan with that?
Or The Wedding Planner.
The Wedding Planner.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I was trying to think of the movie. Yeah.
It's my favorite, The Wedding Planner. It's so good.
It's a classic.
The one that's coming out with Milo Ventimiglia and J-Lo, I mean, talk about exciting.
Wait, I don't know about this.
Oh, yeah, I think it comes out in October.
Ashley's like the queen of rom-coms.
Yeah. So this is my little effort in bringing the rom-com back. So The Story of Us on YouTube.
Okay, I love
it. Very cool.
Yeah.
Christine, where can everyone find you?
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Christine Beam.
Ashley?
And Ashley at Ashley_Iaconetti on Instagram and Ashley Iaco on Twitter.
And you guys can follow me across social media at Miss Zias. And then again, we'll be here tomorrow night with Corinne. Stay tuned.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.